Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. A new AI program is able to diagnose childhood diseases as well as, or better than, human doctors. The AI system, which was built by the University of California at San Diego, was trained on medical records from 1.3 million patient visits from children under 18 years old at a medical center in China. The system diagnosed conditions ranging from flu and asthma to meningitis and pneumonia with more than 90% accuracy. The research was published in the magazine Nature. Apple plans to unveil its premium news subscription service on March 25th, according to BuzzFeed news sources. The event, held at the Steve Jobs Theater, reportedly might cover other subscription services. The information website reported last month that Apple planned to launch its video streaming product this spring. Major publishers are resisting Apple's financial terms for its coming premium news service, according to sources for the Wall Street Journal. The company reportedly seeks around 50% of subscription revenue from all-you-can-eat service. Publishers will split remaining revenue based on the time spent in articles. Japanese bank MUFG partners with Akamai to develop a blockchain-based high-capacity payments network set to launch in 2020. The global open network promises to be able to process more than 1 million transactions per second. The companies say they are also looking to integrate IoT features as well as Akamai's cloud computing technology. 8 billion voice assistants will be in use by 2023, according to a new report from Juniper Research. This estimation foreshadows a drastic increase from the reported 2.5 billion smart speakers in use at the end of last year. According to Juniper, smart TV, smart speakers and wearables will be the biggest drivers of that growth. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.